Marcelo Jenner.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of the usual goth, industrial, electronic, that kind of mixture of stuff. But tonight we're going to change the format a little because we've got guests in the studio. We've got Joel and Phil from Action Direct. Say good evening, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, mate.
It's great to have you here. And you're choosing a bunch of CDs for us to play tonight. So the tunes might be a little different from normal, but all still in the kind of alternative, electronic, industrial, guitars, all that kind of stuff. We'll see what you've got to play, really. Along with some of your new stuff, you've got some new releases, or a new release just out recently, I believe.
Yes, new single, 6 Million Guns, just out the other week.
Good stuff. So, we shall carry on with that in a minute. I will just back intro and basically say we open the show there with XPQ21 with a track from their new release that came out last Friday. Rockin' Silver Night is the track, and it's absolutely fabulous. We'll be playing more from that album in future shows, no doubt.
Most definitely.
That is all good stuff, so we'll be raving about that in the future, but for the time being we're going to carry on with more Action Direct influence type tunes. So we're going to carry on with your latest single, I believe. Is that right?
That's right. This is 60 Million Guns, which is, in our opinion, one of the best songs written about an American invasion of Britain ever. So
possibly the only.
Yeah, probably the only. Yeah. Well, I hope
hopefully it's going to be the only one ever.
That's our claim to fame, gone, isn't it? But either the best or the only. Either way, a winner.
Right, shall we get on with it?
Yeah.
Okay, you heard there, Killing Joke with I believe it's their latest single. Is that right, Joel?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah, with Hosannas from the Basement of Hell. I believe that is. What a great track title! And before that, we had Action Direct with 60 Million Guns, the single mix. And of course, we've got about half of Action Direct
exactly
in the studio.
Half, yes.
Exactly half. You're now up to an even number of four in the band.
Indeed.
Yeah, it makes settling arguments a lot harder.
You don't have an odd number, so you can take
deadlock,
sides.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so yeah, we're basically ploughing through some stuff that you brought in and one or two of our regular singles. But we believe you've got some gigs coming up. You've got one, is it a 2 weeks on Monday? April the 10th, I believe.
Yes,
it is.
April the 10th. It's our first Leeds gig in about 6 months. It's a benefit for the Morningstar newspaper. It's at Jolith Well in Leeds. It's called Red Monday. And it features our bestest bandy mates, Zagras Zero. And Human Rights Symphony as well, so it'll be a good hectic loud night, probably another all nighter afterwards. I imagine.
Yeah, I mean lots and lots of drinking and slam dancing and whatnot.
Well, there'd be a lot more drinking and slam dancing if it wasn't on a Monday.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
Most people still have work the following day, so. Yeah, so you've got that. That's what, £3 in, I believe?
Yeah, that's right. It's a steal.
Is this the first time this particular lineup of Action Direct have played in Leeds?
That's right.
In Leeds it is, yeah.
You've only had a few gigs with your fourth member, is that right?
That's right, yes.
So it's all relatively new stuff. What do you think your new lineup's now helping the sound a lot better, or is that not part of it? Is it more about the composing experience? Do you all get together and try and sort out new material in that respect?
Well, live, it's just, I mean, the gigs we've done live at the Four Piece so far, they've been fantastic. I mean, it's pretty much exactly the way we want the band to sound. Really.
So it's a lot of thicker, crunchier sound, definitely.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Right, shall we actually carry on with some tunes then? We've got lined up Zeitgeist Zero, your support band for Monday the 10th.
Special guests. They played Leipzig, we're not, therefore they're special guests.
Good. Okay, special guests, we'll get the wording right. Zeitgeist Zero with a track called Outside. Listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We have in the studio with us basically half of Direct and all of the organisers of the Industrial and Punk and Industrial Punk Night Integration. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ish, am I right?
Ish. What do you mean, ish?
Well, there's so many, you know, with the punk, industrial punk, punk industrial, industrial goth, punk goth, oi, lots of stuff.
Industry punk as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of a different night because Leeds hasn't really had a night that's concentrated on stuff that isn't doesn't include things like 80s alternative.
Oh, bleep!
You've actually gone off in kind of a direction that seemed to be undersaturated and basically ignored, unfortunately.
Well, so a bit sick of going out to clubs and they play the Crux Shadows and they play Apoptima Berserk and they play Vinvination ad infinitum, basically, no matter what club you went to, more or less the playlist was pretty similar, so we thought we'd do something for all the other good stuff out there. Well, nothing for the good stuff because they're terrible, but good stuff out there.
The kind of guitar driven, industrial.
Want something a bit edgy, you know, sort of that's fast paced and hard and up tempo, like the sort of club where you go crazy after being in there for an hour and a half. You know, you just had to get some space because it was so loud and and vibrant. Whilst there's a bit, I think the goth scene is a bit too cosy, really. They're kind of like people go in couples and sit down with the boyfriend or girlfriend and they dance to the
song. I actually agree with you.
Yeah. It's a bit too much of a youth club, really.
Exactly.
So you've been basically trying to add an element of excitement to the going out scene.
And an element of danger as well.
And no, it's a great night. I've got to say, I love it. I don't get there half as often as I should. But shall we run down the specs of it for our listeners? When's it on?
It's on the last Friday of every month at the George on Great George Street in Leeds.
How much is it in?
£2.
£2? That's a bargain.
I know. £2 for that from 8 till 1:30 in the morning.
That's good stuff.
And more often than not, you get free stuff as well. Like, we're giving out free badges, CDs, T-shirts before. Obviously not to every customer, but just two ones we like.
To the special people.
Yeah.
So if you're a punter, you know if you've been flattered by the organisers here when you get given loads of free badges and
it's
stuff.
Part of the most blatant pass ever done in Clubland is if someone gives you a yobgoth.com badge, you know that you've touched the hearts of the integration crew.
Ah, fantastic. Right, shall we... actually, I was about to say, shall we carry on with the tunes, but I realise I haven't actually back introed the last two tracks. We played there Stromkern with Televised, which was one of mine and Stefan's choices. And before that, we had Zeitgeist Zero, who are your special guests at your gig in a couple of weeks' time. And that track was Outside. Right, so we're going to carry on with the tunes with another choice of yours. Now, this is a band I've seen... I believe I first saw them at a gig at... Hyde Park Cellars, which I don't know if you'd organised. I certainly know you were playing there.
That was us, yes.
And that was a very good band. The Caffeine Kill. And what track are we playing? Is it Paranoia?
I'll have a look.
This is Paranoia.
Yes, it
is. Hopefully.
Okay, so yep, this is Caffeine Kill with Paranoia. You're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. That we just played there, Nin with Sunspots, and before that we had Caffeine Kill with Paranoia. A good mixture of stuff. Basically, Nin was chosen by the residents here, myself and Stefan, and Caffeine Kill was chosen by our lovely guests, Action Direct, or at least half of Action Direct.
So they are our special guests at our gig the next couple of weeks.
No, they're not. Caffeine Kill,
That gig we're playing very soon.
It's confused.
We're all very tired. It's been a long day, but we're continuing on with tunes and stuff because we love playing this kind of thing. Okay, well, you've basically been in various forms. The band in various forms has been going for a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got any bizarre stories of chaotic things that have happened on gigs?
Disasters.
Ones that could actually be broadcast.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll have to say that, you know, rock and roll is a glamorous game, but sometimes it gets nasty. Ooh. And you have to roll with the punches and stuff and etc.
Is that as far as you're going?
Well,
we did
actually break up backstage at the Candle Underworld once. That one for me.
Band-wise, did you all have a bit of an argument back there?
Two of us took the argument to its logical extreme.
I think it involved an iron chair.
Ooh. No, it didn't involve an iron chair.
It did.
Iron chairs?
It was a very heavy chair in the corner. and I came in the room and somebody had in their hands. I can't remember who it was, but it was in their hands.
It wasn't me. It looked like iron chairs.
And it wasn't bolted to the floor like they usually are in clubs.
No, this is in the backstage bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Was this before or just after the gig?
It was after the gig. Basically, it was a quite surreal scene of Leech Woman were playing cards and having beer in the next room, all seven or eight of them, having a laugh. Well, for me and the band basically shouting at the top of his voice and, you know, and nasty things happening in the other room. A CD player was damaged, destroyed for good. And people were saying, you know, for months afterwards, you know, I thought you broke up. You know.
So I take it this was an almost breakup, and you actually kept the same members for a while.
Oh no, no,
no,
no!
Have you not seen that guy again?
I have. I've spoken to that guy once, I think, in the preceding 2 years.
All right, so he's wasn't an active member of the band after that.
It wasn't an active member. It was barely active. afterwards.
Right.
That's a funny story, that, actually.
I think we need to get on with some tunes.
Yeah.
This is going somewhere, but I don't know where. What have we got lined up next, Seth? Is it Icon of Coil?
Yes. Right, with Existence in Progress. We'll be right back.
Fantastic. That was The Birthday Party with Dead Joe. Nick Cave just shouting and screaming in a fantastic style. I just love the way that that's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of wrong but messed up, but just works in my mind.
Wrong but so right.
Wrong but so right. And before
just
that,
just like chocolate.
I think The Birthday Party is wronger.
You can't really eat The Birthday Party either.
Yeah, so what's wronger, a chocolate or The Birthday Party? That's a question.
I couldn't decide personally. Yeah. And before that, just to clash completely in style and and presentation, we had Icon of Coil with Existence in Progress. And yeah, just whilst that track was on, we were just nattering about up and coming stuff. You said you've got a couple of shows scattered around the year coming up for the band themselves.
Yeah, well, see, with us, we have to work for our gigs. You see, we have to get out there and grab people by the necks and beat gigs out of promoters. But we've been quite successful in doing that so far. So we've got Leeds, Newcastle, London, Brighton, Wakefield, and Dudley. Later on in the year.
Wakefield, poor you.
I know, exactly. Well, I'm from Wakefield, so it's kind of like East. Well, kind of ish.
Almost hometownish.
Almost hometownish, but I detest. Mm. No, I'm not going to put anything. But anyway, they're glamorised, definitely Brighton and London, so we're looking forward to going down there and loading it up.
What venue are you playing in London? Can you remember?
No, but if I tell you, then it won't seem as glamorous then, will it?
Oh, right. Oh, so, well, you could just tell the...
Bristol Academy.
It's Wembley Megadome.
Oh, that'll do. Anyway, I guess you can basically point all the listeners in the direction of your website for more information about the gigs and the exact details of that, yeah?
All that stuff.
So what's that? Is it
actiondirect.co.uk? Yep.
So it's www.
Okay, right. Well, we're running out of time, so we're going to continue with the tune. I believe we've got some New Model Army lined up next. Is that right?
Yes. What's the track, guys? Because I can't.
Oh, hang on. I think it was Frightened.
Frightened, yes.
Yep. Right, let's go. Okay, right, we've pretty much run out of time, so we're just going to say goodbye, but I'll just basically tell you what that was. If you didn't know, that was New Model Army with Frightened. That was chosen by, I guess, Action Direct. It's been lovely having you guys in.
Thanks, guys, again. Thank
you. It just seems so brief every time we have guests on, and we really should do it more often. But we're basically... That's it for us for this fortnight. We'll be back in a fortnight's time in the usual time slot. Same old stuff. Probably a bit back to our regular format by then, because I don't think we've got any guests lined up yet. But we're going to leave you tonight with one of your guys' tracks off your last album, I believe.
That's right.
What's the track called? Do you want to introduce
it? It's called Zealots. It's our contribution to the continuing fight against the BNP locally. And that's it.
Too right.
Good stuff. Right, we'll see you in a fortnight.
Yeah!